Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Williams Project podcast. Today you have Matthew Horncastle, and I'm going to be discussing the sales process. Now, it's currently 7:04 p.m., Saturday the 1st of April 2023, and I'm sitting in the Intercontinental looking over the beautiful Wellington Harbour. And Williams Academy is our educational product. We had our first masterclass, and I hate the name masterclass because it's pretty cheesy. But we had our first masterclass, and what it was me and Blair teaching lessons to a group of people about business. And it was really fun, and I really enjoyed it. And what I wanted to give you was a wee rundown of the lesson I taught. So the lesson I taught was successful sales. So let's get into it. Williams Corporation has done well over $1 billion in sales. We'd probably be sitting at about 1.3 billion in sales currently. So we've done really well in the New Zealand property space. We're very, very competent at sales, and I take a lot of credit for that because I run a lot of our sales and marketing. So I'm going to just give you a few slides. We'll be in and out in 10 minutes of how I see sales and how I think you can add value in sales to your organization. So firstly, it's really important to write things down. A whole lot of people don't actually map out a sale process. And because you never map out a sales process, people don't work out how they can do it better. People don't understand what's missing. It's just not treated professionally. And there's a really good book called Build by Tony, I think his name's Tony Fidel. Fantastic book called Build. And inside that, they have the customer journey. And this is a fantastic document. It's the first one I've seen really outlining the customer journey. And what it has awareness, education, acquisition, purchase, support, product, onboarding, support, loyalty. So you can see that. I recommend Googling it. I'm sure if you Google Build Customer Journey, you'll find this document. Really, really cool. And then you can use that as a framework to start going through what your customer journey is. Who are your customers? What experience are they going to have? How do you make it better? How do you make it consistent? Are all customers receiving the same level of care? How are you adding value, etc., etc., etc.? So really, really important to write it down. That's something professionals do, and that's something you can do to really nail that process. So now let's just talk a little bit about marketing and lead generation. I have a controversial opinion on marketing and lead generation. This wouldn't be shared by someone like Steve Jobs. So don't take this opinion as the be-all, end-all. There's definitely different ways to do it. But I believe that you should only spend money where you're going to get customers. So when you're actually building your brand image, when you're building the story about your business, you want to do that in a way where you're not spending money. So that's videos, that's bootstrapping it. All of the videos we do showing who we are and what we do, we don't spend a lot of money on that. That's only a fraction of our time and marketing budget. And you can build an amazing brand without a lot of cost. And then when we spend our money, which we've spent over $10 million on direct marketing, well, that's not true, sorry. We've spent about $9.5 million on direct marketing. So we've spent a lot of money, and essentially the only time we spend money is when we're going to get leads who we can call and try sell a house. So for most businesses, you're going to be very, very capital constrained. And if you're capital constrained, I recommend bootstrapping your brand and spending money to get customers. So that's what we do, and it works really well for us. Now, you also want to have a CRM. Now, what a CRM is, a client relationship management system. CRMs are so, so critical. I know huge businesses that don't have CRMs, and I just can't fathom how you can manage a customer experience, how you can look after your customers, how you can do what's right by your customers, how you store data, etc., etc., without a CRM. So make sure you use a CRM. I highly recommend Zendesk Sell. I think it's a great system. It's what we use. I haven't actually used others, so I don't really have a lot of I don't really know what the competitor software is like, but I know Zendesk sells a really good system. So make sure you have a CRM. That's where you're recording your emails, your phone calls, what your customer wants, how you're going to look after them, what you need to give the customer, when, why, etc., etc. Then what you want to do is you want to design a really good customer presentation. So you want to work out who you are, what you do, why your customers should buy your product, how they buy your product, and you want to write this down as a document that you can use, and then you can refine this document based on all the presentations you do with customers, and you can develop it with your experience and make it better. So this is sort of a few bullet points from the Williams Corporation customer presentation. So it starts with what are the customer's needs. So you get the customer to tell you about themselves. You then tell the customer about the company. You then introduce yourself. Hold on, I've just got someone knocking on the door. 1 second. Housekeeping chose a pretty not ideal time. Anyway, let's get back into it. So you tell the customer about the company. You introduce yourself and what experience you have in the product you're presenting. You tell them why they should purchase this product. You tell them what options in the product you have available. If possible, you show them the product. So think of other services. Let's say you're at a shop and they're selling you a t-shirt. They want you to put on the clothes. Let's say you're at a car yard. They want you to sit in the car. If you can put the product in the hands of the customer, that really helps your sales process. Then you do a recap of what options were available for the customer, and you give them a recommendation of what you believe is best for the customer. You then show the customer the purchasing process, so that's your contract, how they buy it, and then you do a plan for once they've purchased, how they're going to go through with the transaction, settlement, mortgage brokers, etc., etc. So that's our Williams Corporation process. Obviously, you'd need to build your own one, but that's really, really good, and that works for us. And then is the close. Now, lots of people are not good at closing. Closing is very different to selling. Selling is presenting your product, presenting your company. Closing is actually saying to the customer, hey, I want your business. I want you as a customer. Do you want to sign today? Let's do this. And you need to develop your confidence to be able to close. Very few people can close. And you need to build your confidence in yourself, confidence in your company, and confidence in your product for you to be an effective closer. But if you can learn the ability to close, it's just going to change your life. It'll massively increase your earnings. It's very, very important. And then after that, you have your after sales care. Be a good person. Care about the customer. Look after them. Make sure they get value from the product. Your best leads are your customers. If you do what's right by the customer, they'll come back and buy again and again and again. They will also refer you business, and someone that comes in as a referral, you have a significantly higher chance of closing them than a new lead. So look after your customers, do what's right by them. It's the most profitable thing to do, and it's also the right thing to do. So obviously sales is a huge topic, but that's a few points. I'll just go over a quick recap. Design your sales process, write it down. I highly recommend searching the customer journey from the book Build. Very, very good outline of the customer journey. And that is awareness, education, acquisition, purchase, support, product, onboarding, support, loyalty. So design that for your business. Break down the key points, write down how you're going to do it. Then you need marketing and lead generation. I recommend bootstrapping your marketing of who you are and what you do and presenting your brand, and then spending your money on lead generation, spending your money on customers that you can talk to and sell them your product. Make sure you have a CRM. I recommend the CRM Zendesk Sell because that's what we use at Williams Corp, but you could use any CRM. I'm sure they're all pretty good. Design a customer presentation. So when you're in front of a customer, you're presenting to them in a uniform way. The Williams Corporation customer presentation is what does the customer need? Tell them about the company, introduce yourself and your experience. Tell them what why buy the product, tell them what options are available, show them the product if applicable, recap on the most suitable option and make a recommendation, present the purchasing process and give them a plan of how they're going to go through that purchase with you. Close, you need to build your confidence in yourself and the product so you can close the customer. Closing is tough, and if you can learn how to do it, you're more valuable to yourself, the customer, and the company. If you do not ask for the business, if you do not do the close, it's all a waste of time. After sales care, do what's right by the customer. Your best leads are your customers. Your best leads are your referrals from your customers. Make sure the customer gets a great experience, so they then want to buy from you and do more business from you in the future. So that's a quick Saturday night, 7 p.m. version of how I see the sales process. I hope that provided value to you. I'm sorry room service got in the way in the middle. Hopefully that didn't interrupt the podcast too much for you. Now, we do these podcasts because we care, and I ask one fee in return. If you took value from this podcast, please share it with one like-minded friend. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you listening.